With us is Catherine Heigl, president of Blue Granite Water Company. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Now, yesterday we had the opportunity to talk with Senator Wes Clymer about water and especially focused on the Clover Lake-Wylie area. You are now president of Blue Granite Water Company, and I understand there are a lot of things that are happening, and you've been tasked with doing a lot of those things and really cleaning up the history behind what some would say a difficult company to work with.
Yes, that's right. And I certainly, you know, would acknowledge that history in the past for the company. I've been president for the last 18 months, and some people may know that I previously was head of DHEC under Governor Haley. I am committed to this state. Our employees are committed to this state, and we have undertaken a very substantial turnaround over the last year and a half, and that is paying dividends today and will continue to for our customers. And so it's an honor to be able to serve the customers of Lake Wylie, and that's why I think we took such great, offense to some of the comments that were made yesterday by Senator Clymer. So that's why I'm here today, and very much appreciate the opportunity to be with you this morning.
And we really appreciate you taking the time to share from your perspective. That's what we like to do, is to gain a better understanding. At the end of the day, it's a relationship between the consumer, the supplier, and the company's name has changed to Blue Granite Water Company. Is that across the board, or is that a region name change?
That's a name change here for South Carolina. It actually, as we undertook that transformation, which included bringing on substantial new talent, we have made over $12 million in capital investments in South Carolina in the last 18 months. We're in the process of replacing over 4,700 meters, modernizing our system in Lake Wylie alone. We are really a new company, and we wanted a new name. And so we actually had a competition amongst our employees for what that name should be. And some of your listeners may know that South Carolina is known as the Blue Granite State. And so that was the winning selection. We wanted a name that said South Carolina to our customers, and really helped to reinforce our motto of local service, building vibrant communities.
Catherine, how many customers roughly do you all service in the Clover Lake-Wylie area?
About just under 10,000.
10,000. And many of them, I'm sure, are listening this morning. What directly do you want to say to them, or can you say to them, that they feel very frustrated maybe with their the service they've received from your company? And sometimes getting to the top is not always easy to voice their concerns or complaints. But what do you want to say directly to them if they're listening this morning?
Well, what I would say is talk to us. We have lots of ways to get in touch with us, and I know that there are some exceptions where getting a hold of us in the past has been difficult, but through My Utility Connect, which is our online app, through our 800 customer service number, and then just going to our bluegranitewaterco.com website. Lots of ways to get in touch with us. We have a Facebook page as well. We welcome that interaction from our customers. You know, what I will tell you is we are doing a lot in Lake Wylie, and particularly over the last year after we renegotiated our franchise agreement with York County. And they handed over to us a water storage challenge that the county had, and we took that on. And we are building a new water tower. We should have that in place in early 2021. But more importantly than that, we have made a connection with the city of Charlotte for a secondary water supply. That connection is currently in place. The permanent connection will be completed later this fall. That gives us up to another 2 million gallons a day of water supply for our customers. Now, in the interim, we have had a conservation protocol in place for our customers to follow, because that's the prudent thing to do. the reason why we find ourselves in that position of having to implement that conservation protocol. And please take note that TKK and Fort Mill have at times this summer also issued voluntary calls for conservation, is because water supply in the Lake Wylie area is constrained. We have Rock Hill as the primary supplier both to our system and to York County, and they have had some maintenance issues that they've been dealing with this summer, which has put a crimp on the water supply, and as well as just the fact that we have growth. Over the last 4 to 5 years, we have seen 40% growth in water demand on our system. And I think Senator Clymer did hit the nail on the head yesterday when he talked about planning. And as a region, we have to do a better job going forward of planning for that growth. I am very pleased to say this morning on this call that our customers are better positioned today than they've ever been, because once we get that permanent connection made, water supply will not be an issue. Then the next task that we have to accomplish is fixing that storage shortage that we took over from York County by the winter of 2021. So we're not done with that Charlotte interconnection, but I want our customers to have confidence that we're making the investments we need to make, that we're here to serve them, and that we're committed to quality service.
Would you encourage, Catherine, the folks, your customers, to attend the forum tonight at 7 o'clock?
Absolutely. I think that it is great to have this opportunity for customers and folks like Senator Clymer to learn more about how rates are set in the state and how we work with our regulatory agencies to ensure quality service to our customers. It's a very important part of the process of how we set rates in the state. It's very transparent, and I think it will help give customers more confidence in how their rates are set.
I think you're exactly right. Transparency and understanding the why seems to be so much part of the solution. You've gotten a lot done in 18 months. You've been busy.
We have been very busy, and we are making up for lost time. And like I said before, no doubt this utility has had a reputation that I would not, you know, want to put my name associated with in the past. Folks, that's not today. That's the past. This is a different company, and we have very committed employees. They're your neighbors. They live in South Carolina. I'm from South Carolina, grew up in the PD, went to the University of South Carolina. So, you know, talking about where the money comes from to make these investments in this state is like complaining that BMW built a plant here. Mm. We want a local investment. We want these jobs. These are your neighbors. They're the people you bump into the grocery store that are ensuring that your water service and sewer service is reliable every day.
Catherine Heigl, thank you again so much for speaking with us today, sharing your side of the story. President, again, of Blue Granite Water Company, we certainly appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.